The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. I am so excited to be here today on this gorgeous Saturday. Did you check the weather, Howard?
Unseasonably warm today.
Yes, but guess what happens tomorrow?
Unseasonably cool tomorrow.
No, I don't think it's unseasonably cool. It'll be the type of weather we should be having in the fall.
Top-down weather?
You betcha.
Yeah.
I am so stoked. I can't wait.
Stoked?
Stoked.
Oh, is that a Southern phrase? Stoked?
It's super
like
excited.
Like stoking the fire. You know what? I'm really excited today. I think this is the first time in almost 7 years that we have two new listings that are executive homes. That's what I believe. These are, oh my gosh, these two homes that we listed this week, they're just gorgeous.
Okay, so they're gorgeous and they're both custom built homes. So that's different than just, you know, going to a track builder that's building everything the same. These both are custom built. So one was built by Sid Higginbotham. That's the one in Eagle Landing. And the other one was built by North Florida Builders. And that one's in World Golf Village.
Yeah.
And these homes have something else in common. You know, yeah. Larry from the Garden Show?
Yes.
He did gardens at both of their homes.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Yes. They're gorgeous. Yes. I can't wait. We're going to tell you about them at the end of the show.
And we're doing open houses there this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're both spectacular.
Yeah. Inside and outside.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what I love about a custom built home? When you walk into it, you just feel the quality. You can feel it. You know you're in something solid. You know, you can look at the architectural details and you just get really impressed. You're like, everywhere I look, I see something else.
The owners are special people, too, in both cases.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You bet they are.
They are. Hey, you know, we had a great week. First of all, I want to say hello to everyone. Happy October 20th.
Well, wait a second. Are you going to give a shout out to our two new homeowners?
To our two new homeowners?
I mean, not new homeowners, our two new customers that we listed their house. You know, the ones we're talking about. Steve and Sandy.
Okay.
And Don and Connie.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, happy October 20th. We had a great week. We met some great people and saw some great houses. We have to give some shout-outs. Carol Murphy. I want to say a big hello to Carol Murphy. She's going to be listening to the show this morning. I want to say thank you to Carol and her late husband for so much great service to our country. Now, I don't want to give details about that because Carol may have some privacy about that, but she and her husband, let's just say they did some great service to our country.
Okay.
And let's just leave it at that. She has a great home in Marsh Landing, and she's going to be moving soon, and I just want to say congratulations to her, and thank you for your service. And also, Rita. Now, Rita is in the Bay Meadows area, and she's kind of waiting for a message from above. Should I move now and go closer to my grandchildren? And that's an interesting question. And she and I had a discussion about that, and I was thinking, you know, when grandchildren are really young, you have a really special connection with them. And do you have that special connection with them when they become, let's say, late teens? Because I'm thinking, when they get their driver's license, do they really want to spend time with grandma? Or do they want to go and be with their friends? And I'm thinking, when they get to that time, when they have their driver's license, they don't want to spend that much time with grandma. So I'm thinking, and I don't know how old her grandchildren are, but if they're still young, maybe it's time, Grandma, for you to change your life and go and spend time with them now when you can really enjoy them and they can really enjoy you. So think about that. We've over the years, we've run into grandparents that have done both. They have not moved and they've regretted it, and they have moved. In fact, a lot of them have been our customers, and they've moved here, and they sure. say it's the best time of their life.
Oh, yeah. People making very large moves just to be near their grandchildren.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's to help out, you know, in childcare, but sometimes it's just to be near them so that they don't miss them growing up.
So, Rita, you told me that your business is one that you can run from just about anywhere.
Oh, then I'd do it. Yeah. She didn't ask me, but I would do it.
So maybe it's time.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm not that but I'm not I that can, message from above, Rita.
I was fixing to say I totally appreciate that she's looking for a message from above.
Yeah, and we're not the message from above. We're just a message from the radio. Also, I need to give a shout out to Charles and Janice, and we hope that Charles is on the mend and feeling so much better. They are regular listeners on our show.
Yes.
And he was not feeling well, so we hope he's better.
Yes. Also, I had the pleasure, you know, I want to say this about radio. A lot of times people don't want to call in to the radio. They're kind of nervous or, you know, they feel like maybe their circumstance is so different. They don't want to talk about it on the air. And they call us after the show or they send us emails, which is fine. It's absolutely fine. But this week I had the privilege of talking to a longtime listener named Michael who needs a realtor in a different state, which I did get him that. So I'm going to call him after the show today and tell him who the realtor is who can help him. So think about that, everyone. If you need a realtor in a different state, you know, we can help with that. We have networks of people and, you know, we know who's going to take care of you. So I spent a great deal of time interviewing people to make sure that I had a good fit for this customer, because Michael and I had such a nice conversation and I was just kind of smitten with him. I don't know if that makes sense, but
you told me it made your day.
It made my whole entire day. It absolutely did. And so it was critical to me to find someone that I thought was a great fit for him that would take, you know, a extraordinary amount of care for getting his home sold in a different state. So I found someone, and I'm super excited about it, and I can't wait to call and tell him.
Well, good. You're going to call him after the show, right?
I am. But I also want to talk about, give a shout-out to Matt and to Tanya. So Matt is a commander in San Diego, right? But he has a house here he needs to sell. And so we've had the pleasure of speaking with him this week and meeting one of his friends to pick up a key to the house and stuff like that. And that put us at the town center. And you know what we did? Something fun.
Well, tell everybody.
Well, we're walking along and I said, oh, it's the mothership. Let's go in. And Howard's like, oh my God, no, what are you doing?
Yeah, what is the mothership?
Well, for realtors and a lot of homeowners, Pottery Barn is the mothership. So anyway, I made Howard go into Pottery Barn, which he didn't really want to do. But you know what? We had the best experience in there and met two ladies who were super, super nice. One was Elna. So I want to give a shout out to her because we had such a deep and endearing conversation with her. And the other was to Mildred. And both of them were just so helpful and so knowledgeable. And again, it, you know, sometimes you wonder why you take a detour like that, like walking into the mothership. But I have to tell you, I feel so happy that we met both of them.
It was a great experience.
Yes, yes.
You know, I hear music. That means it's the end of the first segment. You know what we're going to talk about when we get back? Something that we used to talk about like week after week. Now, this was a few years ago. We're going to talk about foreclosures. But it's really interesting story that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
It has to do with the highest priced foreclosure that has ever been in the United States. A new record was broken. We're going to tell you about that, and we're going to make it into a contest.
Oh.
How about that? Foreclosures have really been down over the last few years. We're going to tell you about that and make a contest out of it. So stay with us, everyone, and we're going to answer your questions, 222-8255. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us. We are so excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
It is a great day. We're going to do a great open house
we are.
Today.
So excited.
At a gorgeous. This is the best backyard that we have ever listed.
By far.
Can you imagine having your own private trail?
Yeah.
Walking path through your own gardens.
Garden. Yeah. This house, seriously, I just give hats off to the owners, Connie and Don. They have created, when I walk in the front door, I just stop in awe. I'm looking straight through out to their pool. I'm seeing this rock waterfall, right?
Yeah, cascading waterfall.
Cascading waterfall, plus a fountain. And it's, you know, there's a summer kitchen that's got the screen enclosure, right? And then you see green, like just rolling green yard, just there, green. And then there's all this gorgeous, gorgeous landscape. And I forget what those plants are called, but they're kind of tall and bushy. And then they have these purple, soft things at the top. They're so beautiful. And then that walkway goes around that. And then after that even is the golf course. So really, it's just sort of this breathtaking kind of thing when you walk in the house. And I started...
You don't see houses on either side.
No, you don't. It's completely private. And the great thing is for people who golf at Eagle Landing, they know that this is a dog leg to the left. So they are not going to get any golf balls on this property at all. Now, I'm not a golfer, so Connie had to explain that to me. But still, that's a great thing. So, you know, and the golf course is raised a little, too. So there's all this privacy. It's super awesome.
Yeah, we're going to tell you more about it later.
Super awesome.
But anyway. The house is fantastic. It's truly an executive home. It's like an estate.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It's something amazing. And you know what? There's probably, I don't know. I don't know the value because I really didn't ask, but I would say there's probably $50,000-$60,000 worth of landscape and,
oh, there's more
and
than
design.
That.
I'm just talking about the yard. I'm not talking about the pool and all that. I'm just talking about the yard. But the thing that I love about it is she's so brilliant in gardening that she indicated that it's real low maintenance. So, you know, like for me, I kill everything. So I was sort of looking at it, getting all intimidated. And she said, oh, no, it's so easy maintenance. So she went through great effort in her designs and implementing. And you know what? That's another that we have to give a shout out for serving our country because – she was a commander. Her husband was a lieutenant commander, retired now, but they certainly did serve our country well.
They did.
Yes.
A
so
salute
shout out to them
both
again.
Of them.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, I want to talk about foreclosures. Now, that's a really downer thing, right?
Oh.
Several years ago, we almost led the country in the number of foreclosures.
That's right.
And it's gone down, meaning so many less of them. So we're doing fine. But there was a, in fact, for the last 36 months through July, the country has seen a decline in foreclosures. Now, but in July, it went up 1 percentage point. Not here.
Wonder why.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
That's kind of interesting, though, to wonder why.
Well, it's gone down so much over the last 3 years that if it just goes up a point from such a low point, it's no big deal. But something happened last month. There was a foreclosure, and it happened to be in Texas, where one house broke a record for the highest price property that the bank actually went through the full foreclosure process and took it back from the homeowner. And it was over $1 million.
Okay.
So the contest is to call in and guess what the price of the home was.
Talk to me. Right. You have to call.
And guess
guess
within $500,000 high or low.
I'd say it was a Texas size mortgage.
It was a Texas size property.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
It was really surprising, honestly.
And it was a gorgeous house.
And there's no telling how long that was in foreclosure because, you know, a lender doesn't want to give up on a property like that.
Well, the interesting part was that when they finally went through the foreclosure and got it back,
yes,
it was still in stunning condition. The people lived there all the way through foreclosure,
yeah,
had it on the market to try and get it sold. It didn't sell. And then the people moved out when it finally, you know, they tried to work it out with the bank, and the bank said, you know, no. And they finally took it back, and the people moved out. But it is in absolutely move-in condition.
If you think about how classy those people were, right, that they didn't destroy the property. So many people get angry that they're losing their home, and they destroy the property.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a difference in price range.
Yeah. You know, It's interesting. It's not just people that are poor that whose home go into foreclosure. It's not that at all. Uh-huh. There are people that just lost their jobs, or the economy went bad, or one of the spouses passed away. Those are the things that cost it all. But anyway, this was a. And we don't know the story behind this. We only know that it was a big, beautiful, expensive. I saw some pictures of it. It's like, oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
So for people to guess.
Yeah.
What do you want them to guess?
Yeah.
The amount.
The dollar amount the that dollar it's amount on the market for right now.
Within what?
Within $500,000 either
within
way, high or low.
Either way. Yes. So call 904-222-8255.
Yeah, and it's not as much as the Mega Ball or the Powerball.
I'm so getting tickets, though. I know there's, you know, slim possibilities, but I am super lucky person. I think I'm going to win.
You do?
Yep.
Okay. The contest or the Mega Ball or Powerball?
The Powerball.
The Powerball.
Please.
Well, the Mega Ball is 1.6 million. Billion.
Yeah, billion.
Billion. Okay. Well.
Yes.
All right. So what happened this week here in real estate in Northeast Florida, Angela?
Well, Howard, according to the Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 603 offers got accepted. And that's about the same as it was last week.
Yep.
Almost exactly.
Yeah.
713 new homes came on the market, and that's down 11% from the previous week. 122 of the 713, they're already under contract. So what is that, about 15%?
Almost 20.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Almost 20, yeah.
Yeah.
38 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 473 people closed on a home for themselves. And we say,
congratulations.
Yes. And that number's up a little bit from the previous week.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, you said that the number that came on the market is down 11%.
Yes.
That happens. That is starting to happen this time of year, that the number of people that put their home on the market goes down. There are fewer people that list their home in October, November, and December. And there
right.
are fewer buyers generally in October, November, or December. However.
I love your however.
Here's the secret.
Realtors
don't know. Most realtors don't know this.
Okay.
The same percentage of homes sell every month of the year. So if you think, oh, I'm going to take my home off the market because it's a slower season.
You don't need to.
You don't need to, because there's less competition. There are less buyers. So there's the same probability that your house will sell, whether it's November or December or June or July. It doesn't matter. Now, here's the good part.
What?
Because there are less people looking around, there's yes. going to be less people that are just going, you don't have to fix up your house and keep it neat. But the people that are looking, they're serious buyers.
What did you just say about you don't have to keep your house up?
Well, there may not be 20 people that look at it before a buyer comes. There may only be 10. There may only be 5. But the people that are looking, they're serious.
I still need people to keep their house up.
Well, what I mean is, you have to keep it nice, but they
you're saying there would be less frequency of showing.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But they're serious buyers. They really are.
The most important part about keeping your house up is making your bed, making sure the kitchen's clean,
making sure
the bathrooms are clean.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really what you have to do every day.
And put
right?
your toilet seat down.
Ladies, buy kitchens and bathrooms. Just make them spotless.
And the rest of the house comes
rest
with
of
it.
The rest of the house doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can overlook anything else.
All right. I still want someone to call in and guess how many millions the most expensive foreclosed house is. And I will tell you, the house is 15,000 square feet.
Wow.
How about that? What do you think
that?
About that, Alan? 15,000 square feet.
Yeah, I was thinking, how many cleaning people does that take?
I don't know. Comes with an indoor pool. And in the indoor pool area, there's a theater.
Cool.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump speaking at a campaign rally last night for an Arizona Senate candidate said Democrats would welcome just about any immigrant while he's trying to block that caravan of migrants from Honduras trying to reach the United States. Some of those Central American migrants have been stopped now at the Guatemalan border with Mexico, and they say they're not going anywhere until they are allowed through. President Trump, meanwhile, is promising to deploy the U.S. military to the southern border if that's what it takes to stop that caravan from illegally entering the country. The president says he believes Saudi Arabia's explanation on the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, calling it credible. He also called the announcement that suspects are in custody in the death of the Washington Post contributor as a good first step. Stocks had a mixed day on Friday to close the week with some optimism for investors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by about 65 points at the closing bell. This is SRN News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call **556. That's **556. Message and data rates may apply. Call **556.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol. This Sunday, listen in as the Jaguars take on their rival, the Houston Texans, with the broadcast starting at 12:45 p.m. Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
There was a Vestal Virgin named Rhea Silver, apparently Avenatti hasn't been able to find her yet, who after being raped by the god Mars, gave birth to the founders of Rome named Romulus and Remus. Did you know that? Well, the rest is history. And I give this to you to show you that what we're going through right now, while not related to ancient Rome, is related to history in many ways.
This is the Savage Nation.
Latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there is a disabled vehicle at 95 South right before University. Watch out for the police activity at 95 North right before Edgewood. That is blocking you right shoulder. Nice weekend. Partly sunny today, high 91. A little bit of rain tonight, 20% chance. Otherwise, mostly cloudy down to 63 and sunny and breezy tomorrow up to 73. Currently 75, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Happy, happy Saturday. Thank you for hanging out with us. It is so exciting here at inside the studio talking about real estate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonder if people know what the studio looks like.
They could if they looked on our website, angelaandhoward.com.
That's right.
There's
they should
a picture
do that.
Of the studio.
Yeah. There's not a picture of Alan. Alan's not.
I think we should get a picture of Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the control room, they have a chair with restraints on it. So.
Is that a restraint for you, Alan? Or
yes.
And rubber walls, too.
Rubber walls. People bouncing off the walls. Well, there's a new thing in our studio here. We have two TV sets.
I think they're distracting.
Yeah?
I'm not looking at it.
Well, it's really not for us.
I guess it's got the subtitles, right? I want to read them, and then I won't be listening to you. So.
I guess it's for the news guys so that they can see what's going on in the news.
Possibly.
While they're doing their talk show.
Possibly. But we have a contest.
Not,
we need people to call in.
News guys. What is the most expensive foreclosed property in the country?
Yes.
And it's actually
the number.
Now.
Call. Call 904-222-8255.
Yeah.
Call in and win.
You know what people ask us sometimes?
What do they ask you?
How's the market
Everybody
going?
Everybody asks that. They see your badge. They say, how's the market?
Yeah. And what do we say?
Fantastic.
It is, but it also depends on where your house is.
And what you have.
And
what condition it's in.
Yeah. And how does it compare to other houses in the community?
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because we go, when we go to list a house, we look at how yours compares to other houses, not what price they are listed at, but what other prices have sold for.
Correct.
Necessarily in the community.
Correct. And then, like, what features did they have? Like, what was it that combined to make that price?
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what's really important. And some of the things that you may have done to your house, you have to remember that you did some of those for your enjoyment. And you may not get back, or you probably won't get back, the money that you put into it. But you have to remember, you got enjoyment out of it for the last X number of years that you put them in. And let's give a couple of examples. And we've done this over the past few years, we've talked about some of those. But let's say you put in pavers in your driveway because it makes your house look prettier. And
yeah,
you may have spent $4,000 or $5,000 for that.
Yes.
But the next buyer may never have done that. They may never have chosen the pavers that you did. So does that add value? Does that add $4,000 or $5,000? It really doesn't. It may not have added anything to the value of your home. So just remember, you got enjoyment out of it, but it may not add anything to the value of your home.
And if it does, it would be such a small amount, you would be surprised, right? So like, even if an appraiser did consider that they would give some value for it, it might be $1,000.
It may be nothing. Yeah. So now there are some big items that do add some value. If you were at a pool. Now here's the big butt to pool.
Yeah.
You may spend $40,000 to $50,000 for a pool. But an appraiser is only going to give about $10,000 or $15,000 if it is screened.
Well, it depends the price range we're talking about.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And then some maintenance items. You may have just put in a new air conditioner.
Yes. So you can't increase the price of your house by the price you paid for the air conditioner. You know why? Because your house is supposed to have an air conditioner and one that works.
Yeah. Same thing for a roof. It's supposed to have
a roof.
A roof. That has some life left in it.
Correct.
So if your house had, needed a new roof, well, and you put one on, well, it needed it.
Yes. And so here's what's going to happen if you don't do those maintenance items. Let's say that your home should be $500,000, but you need a new roof and you need a new AC. The buyer who's going to buy your house, the value to them is less. They're going to discount it by the amount of money that they think it would cost to put in a new air conditioner and to put in a new roof. So there's a big discount from a buyer's perspective if those maintenance items aren't updated, right? But you don't, the opposite's not true. Putting in the, $15,000 roof or the $10,000 AC, it's not going to increase your property to $525. The value is $500 if you have everything done that you should have done.
Yeah. By the way, when we look at pricing a property and we look at comparables, we also look at not only the price that the other sold, but we look at the photos on the multiple listing service to see the quality and type of upgrades that those other houses have in them so that we can see whether or not your house compares to those.
Yes. Did you see recently in the news they were talking about that sellers are going to request that their photos be taken down. Did you see that?
That who is going to request?
The sellers. When they sell their house, that they're going to want their photos to be removed from the multiple listing service.
I had not heard that. We know some agents do that when they lose their listing.
Yes, some agents do that. If they lose their listing. But the interesting thing is most agents don't remember to go to Zillow and pull the pictures down, or to Realtor.com and pull the pictures down. Did you know that? So a lot of times you can still find the old pictures out on the internet.
Yeah. I've also heard agents in our office and in other offices say, oh, the market for higher end properties is terrible. Nobody's buying houses that are priced $500,000 or more. I've heard them say that. I want to dispel some of that. I just went on to the statistics part of the multiple listing service and compared year to date last year, 2017, to year to date this year, 2018. And I looked at house prices $500,000 and over. You know what? It's up 24%. The number,
how about that?
The number of sold properties. $1 million properties up 24.5%. Properties from 750 to a million up 24.5%. So all these people that just pull things out of the air and say, oh, high priced properties, they're dead. You know what? They're not dead.
They're not dead. So you know what contributes to that? The stock market's been great, so consumer spending is up, and baby boomers are aging out. So they start retiring, and they're cashing in all their stuff, and they're buying their dream house. Their kids are gone now, and they're getting their million-dollar place on the river or the ocean or the whatever.
But the realtors that are complaining that have some of these listings that aren't selling,
yes,
maybe they're not marketing the home properly.
Well, that's true. They should use a marketing program like we do.
Yeah. So if you have a high-end property that is not selling, give us a call and we can help you. By the way, how is the price of properties? How is that going? Well, the median, which is the middle-priced property that has sold between 2017 and 2018, it's gone up from $210,000 to $230,000. Now, that's not the average sale price. The average sale price has gone up from $250,000 to $272,000. And that's, by the way, I've combined Duval County and St. Johns County together. If you want some specific information about your neighborhood,
yes,
I'll be happy to get that for you. We will do that for you. There's no charge for that. Right. If you want an evaluation of your house, we'll be happy to do that. If you're thinking, let's see, is it a good time to sell my house? Give us a call. We'll be happy to evaluate that for you, and then you can determine for yourself, let's see, should I put my house on the market? Do I need to do something to it to get it ready to put on the market, even if you're not going to do it until next spring? We meet with a lot of people and say, hey, I'm going to put my house on the market next spring. What do I need to do? I know I need to do a few things. I know I need to paint it. I know I need to do a few other things. We'll tell you what you need to do. We'll tell you what you should absolutely not do. You will not get any money or value back. It will not help you to sell it like granite countertops. You will not get your money back by putting in granite countertops in most cases. You will not need to redo your kitchen. But there are some other things that you can spend some money on that will absolutely give you your money back. We'll be happy to come by and talk to you about doing that. That's what we love to do. We love to help people.
Yes, we do.
Right, Angela?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's so much fun. And I love meeting people and helping them.
Yeah. So you'll come by, or I'll come by. We'll both come by.
We can.
Yeah.
We can come together.
We love to do that.
We do indeed.
All right. So Hey, we're gonna come to the fourth segment already. Oh my gosh, we haven't talked about half the things I wanted to talk about.
Well, we've got a lot of houses to talk about in the fourth segment.
We do. You have to stay with us because we're gonna talk about a lot of things, and nobody has guessed how many millions the biggest foreclosure is. So I'm just going to have to tell people in the fourth segment. So you're gonna have to stay with us, everyone. 222-8255, and we will be right back.
Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro Inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited, so happy to be here today. It is gorgeous. I keep looking at the window behind you, and it's really pretty.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you're not looking at me.
No, you just thought I was.
No, I know you're not looking at me. You are. I'm going to turn around for a second. Oh, my gosh, it is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, yes.
Yeah, and I'm looking at window blinds behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the doorway.
So I'm preferable then over that view.
Yeah, I think I need equal time. We're going to switch sides next week.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
I'll get distracted, though.
Maybe.
I don't know. Hey, I got to tell people about the foreclosure, the highest price foreclosure in American history.
And then we need to talk about our open houses.
All right.
Yes.
The 15,000 square foot home that is just gorgeous, that if you want to move to Houston, Texas,
yes,
you can have it. $9.75 million.
Wow.
Foreclosed.
Wow.
Real estate owned by the bank.
That's crazy.
And it is not a fixer-upper. It is ready to move into.
That's crazy.
But it's gorgeous. I mean, it is.
So it sounds like a deal then.
Well, it was listed before at $15 million, and they couldn't sell. You know, there aren't that many people that can afford a $15 million home.
I think there's way more than you think.
Well, maybe they don't want it. Maybe they don't think you need.
Maybe they don't want to live in Texas.
A 12-foot projection TV where you have a swimming pool. There was talk about.
Who wouldn't want that?
There was
That's
talk about
cool.
filling in the swimming pool and have it a huge ballroom. Because it's one of these things.
Is it indoors?
Oh, it's absolutely indoors, and it's this.
You might not have mentioned
huge,
that.
Like ballroom type place that just happens to have a pool in the middle of it.
Hmm. I think they should do one of those floors that comes out and covers the pool. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah, that's what they should do, and then they have the ballroom and the pool.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, you know what? It's time for. Yes, sir. It's time for the hot deal of the day, and we've got two executive, truly executive homes, different sides of town this week. I want to talk about the first one, which is on the southern part of town in World Golf Village on a street with a very odd name. It's called Donald Ross Way in World Golf Village. These are big houses. They are so well appointed, and you just have to see them to appreciate them.
It's
this one
gorgeous.
Is 3,600 square feet, four bedroom, four baths. There's a lanai plus a patio. There's a living room plus a huge family room. There's a master bedroom plus a sitting area. There are two owner's closets plus built-ins in the closet. There's an upstairs bedroom plus a bonus room. The front doors are massive.
They're gorgeous.
They're 2 inches
yes.
thick of solid mahogany and
heavy.
Glass with iron inserts.
Yeah, very
the
heavy.
The three-car garage has these huge metal, very expensive built-ins that
yes.
have locking cabinets. I bet that's $5,000 worth
at
in
least.
There.
At least. Yeah.
There's a bonus room upstairs. There's a butler's pantry. There are plantation shutters all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
There are columns on the inside of the house.
Yes.
Some of the floors, now I bet most people have hardly ever seen this, are made of cork.
Yeah.
Cork floors.
Which is so good on your back.
I mean, this
easy
house
to clean,
is,
easy to keep up.
Is absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It has a balcony
off
the bonus room.
Plus a kitchenette in the bonus.
I mean, this house you just walk into and just your mouth just kind of opens
yes.
and says, oh my, I would just love to live here.
And every bedroom has a dedicated bathroom. So you don't have to share.
Yeah.
I love that too.
Yeah. There's a pool bath. I mean, it just, it's.
I think we have the wrong number. I think it has five bathrooms.
Five bathrooms?
Five. I think we have four, but it's got five.
Well, it's plenty. We're going to have an open house tomorrow.
Yes.
And this thing is really value priced. It's $485. It's under $500,000 for 3,600 square feet for truly an executive looking home.
Yes,
I mean,
the
crown molding, and when I say crown molding, it's not just, you know, little 4-inch crown molding. It is really,
stunning.
Really stunning, stunning home.
Columns, so, wainscoting, chair railing. There's so many details. So many.
Yeah.
And built-ins.
Tomorrow.
The family room has two walls of windows.
It's really something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So
light and bright, it's beautiful.
It's open tomorrow from 1 to 3. World Golf Village. Go onto our website and you can find out more about it. You can see the pictures. 613 Donald Ross Way in World Golf Village. The other one is on the west side in Eagle Landing.
Yes.
So
That's where we'll be today.
Yeah. Now, this one is 3,100 square feet, also four bedrooms, also four bathrooms. The lanai has pavers on it. Well, actually, it has tile on it. Has a screen pool and a spa and a gorgeous outdoor kitchen. The pool has both a fountain and a cascading waterfall. The backyard, total privacy, overlooks a rear, what I call an oasis.
Me too.
And you described it before.
Me too.
It has a private nature walkway with gorgeous perennials and a really easy to care for garden. I mean, it's all irrigated, of course. Even the plants inside the screened area are irrigated.
Yes.
I mean, this is something. The kitchen has a built-in refrigerator, a convection oven, and one of the stovepipe vents, the really expensive venting system that looks like a stovepipe thing that's in the commercial kitchens. Loads of built-ins in this house. The entire house has plantation shutters, not the plastic ones
are solid wood.
That you usually see. These are wood. Beautiful tile floors, loads of built-ins. There are nooks in the office, cathedral ceiling, built-in speakers, fancy moldings, inlaid glass doors, special granite. I don't know where they found this granite.
It's gorgeous.
It is. Oh, my
gosh.
Sparkly,
almost.
And the granite on the countertops even match the granite near the fireplace.
Custom designed. Yes.
You just have to see
Did
this
Did you talk
house.
About the laundry room yet? I don't know that I heard you say it.
It's
one of the special features of this house.
A custom laundry room.
It is ginormous with a window, so you get natural light. You don't have to suffer in the laundry room, ladies. Come get this laundry room.
This house has a big three-car garage as well. The pool and the house. Here's the word I want to use for this, and I don't use this often. It's stunning. The house
it
and the
stunning.
Yard are stunning.
Kind of breathtaking.
Now, we're both going to be there today from 11:30 to 1:30.
Yeah, just
we're
come probably see us. I don't think we could describe it any better.
You just have to see it. It's $500,000. You got to come see it.
Yeah.
We got one more to talk about. Go ahead.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be at Glen Allen, which is in McClenny, and we've made some changes to the marketing of this home. It's now going, the house is going to be sold with 2.5 acres for $450,000. So we've taken a haircut on the price there. Nice big reduction, about 10% reduction. Because we think that some people coming from Jacksonville would just be happy to have 2.5 acres.
Instead of five.
However, the other two can be sold with that property.
The other 2.5 acres.
If somebody else wants it, you know. But you don't have to have it that way. So now we're given options. So we're kind of doing cafeteria pricing, if you will. So if you want it, you know, just with the 2.5 acres, we're offering it for $450. If you want the additional 2.5 acres, that's another $65,000. So come
All right.
out tomorrow between 1:30 and 3:30 to McClenny and come see me. I'll be at the Big White House.
The Big White House. The White House of McClenny.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know, folks, we love doing what we're doing. We're excited about these houses. We love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back. Call Angela after the show, 465-3845. And me, 687-8161. We're here to help you, whether it's today, tomorrow, any day of the week. We're here.
We are.
Right, Angela?
Yes.
You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction. Angela and I are here to help. We want you to have a blessed day. We're both going to be back with you next week. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. The Van Wees are here with a special guest, so stay tuned.